The second question was about the portals, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like how the pay structure. Yeah. Thanks. This is wonderful.
पोर्टरहरूको चाहिँ जस्तो पेमेन्ट भन्छ नि उनीहरूले जति चाँडै लिएर गयो माथि त्यो त्यति राम्रो पे पाउँछ भन्छ अथवा जति धेरै भारी बोक्यो उति धेरै पैसा पाउँछ भन्छ नि त्यो हो कि कस्तो खाले कसरी पोर्टरहरूले चाहिँ यसमा नि तपाईँको नाम युज गर्दैन अरे पोर्टरहरूले चाहिँ कसरी पैसा पाउँछ यहाँ यतातिर कुली गर्नेहरूले चाहिँ
अब पोर्टरहरूले चाहिँ दुई तिन थरीकै पैसा पाउँछ एउटा एक थरीको चाहिँ अब हामीले चाहिँ जस्तै लुक्लाबाट ट्रेकिङ स्टार्ट गरेर लुक्लामै सिद्ध्याउने पोर्टर चाहिँ हाम्रो 12 दिनदेखि 20 दिनसम्मको ट्रेकिङ हुन्छ अब त्यो ट्रेकमा चाहिँ हामीले चाहिँ प्रत्येक दिनको हिसाब दिनुपर्छ त्यो हिसाब दिनुपर्छ र त्यति नै दिन घुमाउनुपर्छ अनि त्यसमा चाहिँ त्यो एक भारीभन्दा बढी बोगाउनु पनि बोगाउँदैन एक भारी नै बोगाउने हो पहिले अलिक गरौँ पनि हुन्छ एक भारीभन्दा अलिक गरौँ हुन्छ त्यो ठ्याक्कै 10-12 दिन सिद्धिँदै गएपछि त्यो
भारी
घट्दै जान्छ अनि लुक्ला पुग्दाखेरि केमै पछिको चाहिँ पैसा पाउँछ अनि कुनैलाई चाहिँ यो बढी पाउने भन्ने मतलब अनि छिटो गएर चाहिँ बढी दिने भन्ने चाहिँ एक्सपेक्टेसनहरूको चाहिँ हो अब जस्तै लुक्लाबाट चाहिँ एभरेस्ट बेस क्याम्प भारी पुऱ्याउनु पऱ्यो भने चाहिँ ट्रेकिङ गर्नु पऱ्यो 7 दिनको तलब पाउँछ त्यो उसमा त्यसमा चाहिँ अब लुक्लाबाट माथि 4 दिनमै पुग्यो भने 3 दिनमै पुग्यो भने 7 दिनको तलब पाउँछ अनि त्यसमा चाहिँ बोल हुनेले चाहिँ 2 भारी नै बोक्छ नहुनेले एक भारी आधी नै बोकेर जान्छ त्यस्तो हो
एक भारीमा 2 भारी बोक्यो भने डबल तलब आउँछ
डबल तलब पाउँछ अनि एक भारी आधी बोक्यो भने 1 भारी आधीको तलब पाउँछ
So there are 3 ways the paying structure of the porters works.
Mm-hmm.
One is start in Lukla and end in Lukla. So generally, in this case, the porters generally they get one load meaning 35 kilo bhanda kam lai ek load ek bari bhancha haina 35 kilo samma lai
testai 25 dekhi 35
25 dekhi 35 so 25 to 35 kilograms is considered one load. And sometimes it might be a little heavier than one load when they start, but as the trek goes on, the things inside the baggage, they go down and sort of like when they get back to Lukla, they it's less than one load they are carrying, and they get money in this 12 dekhi 14 din ko haina tyo surko tyo ani 12 to 14 days of such trek, these porters are getting paid by the camp or by the stations they are stopping. For every day they are getting their money, and they sort of end in Lukla. So that is one way the payment structures works. And the question you were asking about if they get a higher load, then they get paid more, or if they go faster, they get paid more, works with the second type of portering, the both these, and it's with the expeditions. And the first thing about the load is that if they carry a double load, they get the double money. If they get they carry 1.5 load, they will get 1.5 times the money of a single load. So strong people, they carry double load and come up so that they will get extra money for the loads. And so from Lukla to base camp, it's a 7 days camp, like 7 stations in between. So they will get paid for 7 days, even if they take 4 days, or they take 7 days, or they take 10 days. So they would rather do it in 4 days.
And they can go back and do it again.
So that they would get the money for 7 days in 4 days. So that the time period is less, so that they can go back and take another load. And so he says that what they do is they take bigger loads and they take lesser time. Yeah. So that they are making more money in the same period of time. That's what they are there for. Like they are there for portering because to make money from portering. So they carry higher load and make the same distance in lesser time so that they get the money for 7 days.
So that's
how like these 3 ways the porters get paid, and like higher load, more money, less time, more money in the sense that they are covering more time and like more money in lesser time.
Mm-hmm.